Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
One more thing to add to Scrappy's pain.
Sure.
Certainly enjoyed after they got the last play, the first down. As soon as he spiked it, he turned and gave like a...
He did.
Yeah. And he just knew.
And Chris Ello.
I'm a tangy mustard.
Tangy mustard?
I love tangy mustard.
That
a little
was offensive.
Tangy mustard is delicious. And nutritious, I might add.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Chris Taylor? Come on. Thanks, Chris Taylor. Dodgers are still alive. Padre fans are still miserable. Hey, welcome everybody to Gwen and Chris. Should be happy about this. It's a Friday heading into the weekend, 3:01, as we kick off a full 4 hours together with you today. Not only our final show of the week, but our final show of the month, as Gwen and Chris will take what I perceive to be a well-deserved week off. Many of you will probably cheer that fact, but both Tony and I will be off next week. I believe Scraby's going to be idle next week as well, so we'll put everything we got into this show today. 4 full hours, lots of good stuff lined up for you. Kirk Kenny will join us from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Get us ready for the Aztecs game tomorrow in Colorado Springs against the Air Force Academy Falcons. Keith Smith, NBA writer, will be on a little bit later. We'll discuss the list that came out this week, the NBA's 75 greatest players with him. And we head towards our 6 o'clock hour and this week's version of the countdown. Top 5 personal favorites for both Tony and myself. Best home runs we've seen in baseball. And I don't know that Chris Taylor, any of his 3 home runs will make the list, Tony.
Nope,
but
not mine.
Not mine either. But for Dodger fans right about now, the timing could not have been better for Chris Taylor to break out. I really thought if the Dodgers were going to win last night, they'd need a big night from Betts and Trey Turner. And Turner did have 3 hits. But
yeah, there's no way. Best game of the series so far.
Exactly. There's no way you could have expected 5 home runs combined between Chris Taylor and A.J. Pollock. But that's what championship teams do. They're pretty tough to put out. And the Dodgers have now won 4 consecutive elimination games this postseason and 7 consecutive elimination games going back to last season. That's pretty good stuff for L.A.
They showed out in a big way, right? I mean, Max Fried, for the first time in maybe like 2 months, he was not good.
No,
I mean
he wasn't good. Ball was
up in the zone all game long. And you know what, unsung hero, you got to give Albert Pujols some love. Some of the at bats he put together yesterday, drew a walk on a that led to Fried being taken out of the game, which then led to The bullpen coming in, righty Martin came in and gave up the 2-run shot to Taylor at that point.
Yeah.
And they just had guys step up, because ultimately that's what it's about, right? You obviously need your guys to play well, the big dogs, so to speak. But you also need, when you lose a guy like Justin Turner, that means you're going to need somebody else to step up as well.
And Muncy's out, obviously.
And obviously you're already shorthanded with Muncy. So yeah, to have Pollock play the way he played, and then obviously Taylor have the night he had, and then on top of that, I mean, their bullpen pitched terrific. I mean, other than Kelly, who came out of the game early due to injury, everybody else was lights out.
8 1/3 innings of 3-hit ball for the rest of the Dodger pitchers last night after Joe Kelly.
Crazy.
And they're back in the series. The Braves head home, and they have to take the Dodgers with them for game 6 and 7 tomorrow and Sunday.
Like, real quick, I did all those Padre-Dodger games this season. And,
yeah.
And where did Phillips come from?
Who's Phillips? When he came into the game, I'm like, when did they pick him up?
Throwing pellets up there.
3 strikeouts and 4 batters faced. He ended up getting the win,
yeah,
too.
Don't remember him. Now, Vesia, who's from here in San Diego, he's pitched throughout the season, but he played a big role in last night's game, too. So they had multiple guys offensively and on the pitching side step up, and they win that game. And so now, right, you could argue the pressure is starting to fall back on the Braves, only from the standpoint of they were in these exact same spots last year.
I know.
And weren't able to get it done. So they're still in the comfort seat at this point, going home with 2 games to go. We've seen this movie before.
Yeah, the seat they're in might be comfortable for a while, but it's about the size of a coach seat on a Southwest Airlines flight back to Atlanta. So it's getting a little uncomfortable. That's why I said, you know, yesterday, Tony, that I felt there was some pressure on the Braves going into Game 5, because they didn't want this. I mean, everybody's going to be talking about how the Dodgers came back last year, and now the Dodgers have Scherzer and they have Buehler, and they're lined up for Game 6 and 7. Atlanta's got to somehow ignore all that noise and find a way to put this Dodger team away, something that nobody's been able to do. Look, the Braves couldn't do it last year. They had 3 chances to do it. The Cardinals couldn't do it this year. The Giants had 2 chances to do it this year. They couldn't do it. And now the Braves have had 1 more chance this year. So 7 straight elimination wins for the Dodgers. And for Chris Taylor, a heroic night for sure. I was looking at the list today of the 10 guys in Major League history that have hit 3 home runs in a postseason game. 4 of them are Hall of Famers. Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, who did it in the World Series. George Brett's a Hall of Famer. And Albert Pujols will be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But the rest of the list, there's a bunch of who's who from the world of baseball. Pablo Sandoval is the only other guy to do it in the World Series besides Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson. Some of these other guys, Kike Hernandez did it, not this year, but another previous
year. That's right.
He had a 3 home run game in the postseason. Adrian Beltre once did it for the Texas Rangers. Jose Altuve did it for the Houston Astros. Bob Robertson, a big right-handed hitting slugger for the Pittsburgh Pirates, did it in the early 70s. And probably the biggest no-name on the list, although Angel fans will definitely remember this, Adam Kennedy in the American League Championship
AK.
Series to help the Angels go on to their first and eventually win the World Series in 2002. So Chris Taylor, welcome to that club, man. What a performance he turned in last night. And unfortunately, the Dodgers are still alive and well in the National League Championship Series. Like I mentioned, that series will continue tomorrow, and if need be, they will play Game 7 on Sunday. Most people feel it will be needed. As far as the American League Championship Series is concerned, the Houston Astros, and I know everybody will celebrate this, they got a chance to go to the World Series themselves tonight with a 3-2 lead on the Boston Red Sox, and they're coming home for game number 6. So that game gets underway in a couple of hours, and we'll see if the Red Sox can get their hitting shoes back on after they were held to 3 runs in the last 2 games. So that's the baseball. Football-wise, don't really want to talk about Odell Beckham Jr.'s performance last night for the Cleveland Browns.
Didn't that go well?
Such as it was, I think.
He was really fired up after two catches.
Yeah, he caught two passes on consecutive plays in the third quarter.
He was fired up.
And that was all he did. Yeah. He dropped two passes as well, and he fell down on another route where the ball was headed towards him.
This year.
So, you know, I wish he hadn't have played last night, frankly. But anyway, it was an all right Thursday night game. Cleveland beat Denver 17-14. You'll never guess what today is. Well, you guys probably could guess because I mentioned it to you. But it is my anniversary. So I want to, before I go too much further, say happy anniversary to the lovely Lori out there. We are celebrating another anniversary.
My How goodness, many is this?
32.
Did you say 32?
I said 32 years.
Man.
Somebody has been married to me, if you can believe that. You guys might want to check with Lori on how she pulled this off. But we got married when we were like 11 years old. So we got married.
That's weird.
Really, really. Yeah, that is a little weird.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, you did. You did say 11.
Well, we must have been 11 years old because if I've been married for 32 years, I can't possibly be that old. So that's why
I see what you're doing.
That's
man.
Why I'm doing that. So, happy anniversary. We're going to go out and celebrate a little later tonight.
Lori.
So that'll be nice. And I know she's working hard today, but definitely want to wish her happy anniversary. And I celebrated this morning by inviting my good friend, Matt Scraby, down to Stadium Golf to hit some golf balls today.
You celebrated your anniversary by inviting Scraby to hit golf balls?
How about that? Yes, he's, you know, I go to Stadium Golf from time to time, and Scraby's always like, you never invite me.
Well, you say, I mean, I can see the Stadium Golf from here.
Wait, I'm kind of confused. Shouldn't an anniversary, like, out...
Yeah, he didn't tell me that part
shouldn't
before.
Shouldn't that, like, include... The other half?
Lori?
Yeah.
Well, she was working. So if I wanted to hit golf...
And you guys are going on a sweet vacation here pretty soon.
We'll be going on vacation. So I think I'll be fine on that end of things. But yeah, I wanted to hit some golf balls on our anniversary. So I spent the time with the other person that I love, Matt Scraby. So it was great.
And I got to say...
First time we've ever hit together or seen each other golf. So we had some fun. And
I have to say, Chris is selling himself short on how... he is as a golfer because he was striping the ball today. I was very impressed.
Now, I want to take you behind the scenes a little bit before we came on. Scraby said these exact same words, right? And it puts, you know, Chris in a good light. But before we came on air, he also described it as the old man game is, I believe.
No, I didn't say necessarily.
He did.
Chris, am I lying?
He did. No, you're not lying. He said, Chris has a good old man's game. And I was like, wow, that's fantastic. That makes me feel terrific.
It was so meant to be a compliment, but
it didn't work. It didn't work, Scraby. Did not work.
No, you're... Okay, the old man game.
I'd rather have, you know, just hit the ball 200 yards every time straight.
Yes,
you know,
don't get yourself in trouble.
Like I said, it was meant to be a compliment, but when it came out, I kind of cringed.
I want to hear him try to talk his way out of this.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Basically, said I'm an old man on my anniversary. I'm already feeling old.
The old man game, I said, was a compliment because that's the game that everybody should try to have. Not trying to overpower the golf course.
No, you're right. Nobody wants to do like Bryson DeChambeau type game or anything like that.
No, I wouldn't want to hit the ball 350
yards. You know what game? That's exactly what
we
want.
You know what happens when amateurs try to hit it like Bryson DeChambeau? They lose every golf ball that they hit.
You know what happens when amateurs try to hit the ball like Bryson DeChambeau? Exactly what happened late in our get together today. I was talking to Scraby about how the pros can hit these unbelievable fades.
Right.
And I said, you know, my ball kind of starts off to the right and then just kind of keeps going off to the right.
Right.
And I said, you know, and I watch the pros, it's incredible to me how they get it up and it starts to the right, but then it fades and... Or is that the proper terminology?
It starts to the right. It draws back to the middle.
It curls back to the middle. And I'm like, incredible how they do that. So Scraby decides... I'm going to show you how to hit a fade. So he steps up and he says, I'll try to hit a fade here, show you what one looks like. And it starts off to the right and slices right into the net off to the right.
It started out as a nice fade.
It didn't work out too well for him.
It kept fading.
It didn't work out well to him for him. But Scraby, obviously, a very good golfer, and it was fun to go out there today. So thanks to the people at Stadium Golf, as always. They always host. Well, they don't host me. I mean, I pay.
And in my defense, it's fun to go down there. I can hit a draw. I just shanked this one very
bad. You did. You shanked it big time.
Really bad. I was trying to hit it left, and it went right.
Straight right, yeah.
Straight right off the hosel of my club.
Yeah.
That's
the what?
Hilarious.
The hosel of your club?
He said the hosel.
All right. This just in, before we go to our first break, the Los Angeles Dodgers have called the studio. They are asking that Adam Klug be flown to Atlanta so that he can attend game 6 and 7 of the National League Championship Series.
Because he did attend game 5.
He was at game 5 last night.
Don't give him a hard time about that.
I'm not giving him a hard time. He was at the game last night.
He might as well get some of this that we throw around.
He was hoping the Braves could clinch for. He's a big Atlanta fan, and he's from Atlanta, so why not? I think it's a great fan. He went up to see his team play last night.
And it started off well.
It started off great with the Freddie Freeman home run, but the Dodgers were so impressed with Adam's appearance that they're going to fly him on the team plane down to Atlanta to make sure that he is in attendance for game 6 and 7.
He's keeping a pretty straight face right now.
Well, he has no choice because deep down he knows that he's not feeling very comfortable.
No, he's not very confident right now. I'm trying to prop him up actually a little bit off the air. I'm like, come on, man.
I wasn't.
Hang in there, man. You still got a 3-2 series lead.
As I possibly
could. You're in a better spot than the Dodgers are, believe it or not. All right, we're underway. Kind of going to be that kind of a crazy day here on Gwynn and Chris, so stick around. We're here till 7 o'clock. Lots of fun throughout all day long. We'll be getting you ready for the sports weekend, and we'll get rolling here after a check of traffic. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
3:22 on this Friday afternoon. Finally have reached the end of the week, and the weekend is on deck. Boston, Houston, the Astros and Red Sox will play game 6 here tonight with a chance, Houston with a chance to head back to a World Series. And baseball continues. The Padres today lose, I think, was a pretty big deal. And Bobby Dickerson, the Padres infield coach, will take the same job for the Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah, he's headed over that way.
Expect the Philadelphia Phillies to be picking up some more ground balls next year.
Indeed, they will.
Yeah, they don't know what's ahead of them, right? Bobby Dickerson worked those guys pretty hard.
He did.
But they should work hard. Come on, you're a Major League Baseball player. What else do you have to do?
Well,
get out there and go field a bunch of ground balls all day.
Right. And, I think the Phillies struggled defensively in the infield last year, so it makes some sense that they are bringing him. So there's one member of this last year's staff that won't be back next season. In Padre news, Mackenzie Gore back in the Arizona Fall League, and I think this personally is a good move for him. I mean, he needs reps as much as anything right now. And after losing a season, this seems to get him some more innings. He had his first outing of his second start in the Fall Arizona Fall League. Didn't go great. Inning in the third, two hits, three
didn't
runs.
Didn't go great.
Five walks, zero Ks. But again, I, for me, I'm less worried about him, what the stat line looks like as opposed to him getting the...
You just want to get him the work.
Getting the work. That's what he needs more than anything.
Work is good, but I'd like to see some strikes. He was actually 54 pitches and... more balls than strikes, so if you're counting. But you're right. I mean, he's got to start somewhere. It's amazing how you can just kind of, it can happen.
Confidence, man.
Confidence and just, your entire mechanics can break down. And, I would imagine, Tony, that everybody who's ever known Mackenzie Gore is probably trying to help him right now.
Oh,
and that's
sure.
probably part of the problem. He needs to try to get, things simplified again and just get back to, nice, easy, relaxed throwing. But, all of us have felt it before. And whatever we take part in, you feel like you're good at something. And all of a sudden you hit a dribbler 2 feet in front of the mound. You go, how did that happen?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Mackenzie Gore. You got to root for him. I mean, heck, if he's able to get back what he once had, that's a huge, huge development for the San Diego Padres. But it appears that that's still a ways off.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know that you could count on it. But you're right. You should very much be rooting for him to get back on track because, as I think as we learned this season, you could never have enough good starting pitching.
No.
Right?
We're still learning it watching the postseason because teams there's teams standing in the final four that can't find a starting pitcher for game 6 and 7.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, how did these teams get to the championship series without a full rotation? But, the Dodgers have Urias, they have Scherzer, they have Bueller, and then they have a bunch of question marks all over the place. The Braves have Freed, Charlie Morton, and then... they're not quite sure what they're doing. I think they're going to start Ian Anderson tomorrow, the young right-hander.
Yeah.
Astros and Red Sox. I mean, how many starting pitchers do the Red Sox have besides Evaldi? Eduardo Rodriguez, maybe?
In the playoffs, you recognize the games.
Right. It's different, but...
It's a lot different. But the mere fact... But here's the point, to your point. The mere fact that the Dodgers have three to choose from when everybody
else... The other teams have one or two.
It speaks to that, why you need as many quality starting pitchers as you can get.
The thing that just strikes me about it is the fact that you would think that the teams that are standing at this point would be teams that were able to, stay healthy, keep their starting staff intact, get quality starts, throughout the season, have four or five guys that were legitimate horses they could count on and rely on. Fact of the matter is, none of the four teams standing can really make that claim because it hasn't worked out. I mean, Houston is without McCullers. Boston had Chris Sale in and out of there all season long. Dodgers lost Kershaw and, of course, Bauer to his own doing. But anyway.
But here's what I'll say to that. I think if out of those teams, right, I think the Dodgers led in starting innings pitched, or they were up at the top near there. So I think the philosophy now is, right, is you get through the 162 however you can. If you have the abundance of starting pitchers that the Dodgers do, you can run your four or five guys out there like we normally have in the past. But come postseason, we're going to trim it down to where we're only going to use our best of the best. And I think you recognize if you get a start like Framber Valdez, for instance, who gives you eight, it's almost like a bonus.
Is a bonus.
You're not even expecting that. I think once you've had guys that have thrown a lot of innings during the regular season, and this year it was different because you're coming off of 60 the year before, so everybody was a little kind of hesitant early on. But I think in normal cases, you want as many starters to get you through the regular season, and come postseason, you're going to dwindle it down to maybe three, if you're lucky three, probably two guys. And from there, even then, you'd rather use them as much as you can as opposed to using them for maybe six in a regular start, giving them their 4 days, and then running them out there again. It just seems like that is the way teams are using the starters now.
Yeah, and look at what's happened in the last two games of the NLCS. In game four, the Dodgers had their 20-game winner, Julio Urias, starting. The Braves had bullpen day.
Right.
Who won? The Braves. Last night, the Braves had their ace, Max Fried, best pitcher they have. Dodgers had bullpen day. Who won?
Bullpen day.
Bullpen day again. So, you know, get used to it. And, you know, the other thing that I find is that, you know, people think you have to stay perfectly healthy and everything has to go perfectly well for you in order to reach this point. It's not necessarily the case. It's got to go well enough for you to get into the playoffs. And once you're there, anybody, I think, can reach this point. But, I mean, none of the four teams standing could say, well, it was just a perfect season. Everything fell our way. You know, they've had to overcome a lot of issues along the way to get where they are. Braves only won 88 games this year. Boston won 92. You know, both of those teams are still a game or two away from getting to the World Series.
That's such a good point. You got, like, the best team in baseball, they get knocked out in the division series. You get a team.
Tampa Bay got knocked out. They were the top seed in the American League.
They get knocked out.
Yeah.
And you look at it from where the Braves are, they only won 88 games. Not only did they only win 88 games, they lost their best player halfway in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And to Alex Anthopoulos' credit, he went out and made some moves that kept them not only competitive, but they ended up winning the division, and here they are one game away from the World Series.
You know what's crazy is that the Braves are in the game away from the World Series with 88 wins. Had the Padres done a little better than they did finishing up and got 88 wins, they wouldn't have been in the playoffs.
Nope.
Because St. Louis had 90 to get to that second wild card spot. So, Atlanta won 88. The Padres only won 79. But had they won 88, Padres would be sitting here watching the Braves anyway.
Yeah, so no doubt about it.
It's crazy.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, the Aztec football squad takes their undefeated record to Air Force. We're going to check in with Kirk Kenny of the Union Tribune when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Yep, team left in the playoffs with the fewest wins of any playoff teams is the Atlanta Braves. So, of the 10 teams that qualified for postseason, nobody had fewer wins than the Braves. And here they are, a game away from the World Series. Seattle Mariners won more games than the Atlanta Braves this year.
Keep that in mind next time we have a fantabulous game show. We're doing teams that had 80 plus wins or something along those lines. I'll remember that one.
You'll be ready for it. We are ready for a full 4-hour get together today. We'll be here till 7:00. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., the NBA coming out with its 75th anniversary, top 75 players of all time. We'll talk about that with Keith Smith, a great NBA writer, a little bit later in the program. Coming up in this segment, we're going to focus on Aztec football, Aztecs and Air Force. Big game coming up tomorrow afternoon, the 6-0, 22nd-ranked Aztecs, underdog against the 6-1 Air Force Falcons. Kirk Kenny will join us to talk about that. in just a couple of minutes. Want to remind you, you can find your favorite artists on Odyssey on the all-new artist radio stations. I think they even have one for Barry Manilow. We've invited a few famous friends to create stations just for you or for me. Stop it. Download the free Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, the free Odyssey app. Download that today. And you can also check out anything from our program, past or present, and go back and listen to big interviews or segments you particularly enjoy. You can rewind, and you can hear Scraby make a mistake over and over again if you'd like. The
FYI,
Odyssey
these
app.
Mistakes aren't me today.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Here we go. We do need to clarify that.
We're gonna stick up for him?
Well, yes, because normally it is Scraby with the user error.
Normally is.
However, since we have had this kind of reboot in systems.
He's like, Tony's right.
Yeah, this is not Scraby.
Not today.
I'm coming to his defense
on
this.
Thank you, because it's a disaster.
First of all, we should apologize, because I know we've gone to break a few times, and there has just been
silence. A little pause or something there. Yeah, that is not Scraby.
Stay there. Listen to our sponsors.
We are working on it. I promise it'll get better.
And then we won't have a show next week, so.
That is, hopefully when we get back, it'll be looking good. All right. If the equipment works properly, we will now check traffic with our friend. I think Kelly's actually off today. So.
Yes, it's Vicky Pepper.
Vicky Pepper, lay it on us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we're back at you here at 3:41 on a Friday afternoon. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace Studios with the faulty equipment today. But Scraby's going to make it through somehow, some way. And we're joined right now by all-timer, Mr. Kirk Kenny from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kirk Kenny, how are you? Where are you? Are you driving to Colorado Springs, or are you already there, or did you actually get with the program and hop on a flight this time?
I'm in witness protection, so I can't say where I am right this time.
All right. Fair enough. Understood.
Tell Scraby if things are... He has bugs and things. Usually I just give something a kick or a whack with my hand and it kind of restarts it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Believe me, he's been beating his head against
the... I took a baseball bat to it. It didn't work.
Against the board all day long. Nothing's working so far. So, all right, Aztecs at Air Force tomorrow. That's a good game. I mean, on paper anyway, yeah. Kirk. And, I mean, I think a lot of people in general are a little surprised. How can Air Force be favored? And that's a diss to the Aztecs. I mean, hopefully the Aztecs maybe can use that for a little motivation, but I don't feel it's a diss, because that's how good Air Force is, right?
I think they got a little extra boost with that Boise State win, people giving them a lot of credibility. But one of my first things to watch is Air Force has the nation's leading rushing game, and San Diego State has the nation's leading rush defense. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see which gives in first.
Yeah, got to stop the run. Let me ask you this, Kurt, because obviously the QB situation has, it's gone back and forth. What are the Aztecs looking for at that QB position? Seems like they've had a hard time figuring out exactly who's going to lead this team offensively.
Yeah, both Lucas Johnson, who's going to start this week, and the season starter at the start of the season, Jordan Brookshire, they've wanted him, to try and do a little bit better passing downfield, and that hasn't been there for him. It was just a matter of trying to complete some shorter passes, and they've even struggled at that. So I think that's the big thing, is hoping to get the completion percentage up. They moved freshman Will Haskell up to number two. So I think at some point they have to give him some kind of a look just to see, can he complete some intermediate and longer passes and get the passing game going.
Is that in the cards with Willie Haskell? Is he the future quarterback for this team?
The other two guys are seniors, so I definitely think he's the guy they'll be looking at. I think Lucas, I'm sure this week will get for sure the first half. What will be interesting to watch is if he struggles at all in the first half and they're down by a touchdown or two, do they turn to Will Haskell in the second half to finally take a look at him? He's only played like the last series in two games, and one of those two was only two plays. So I think they just really need to find out what is he all about, whether he can do it at this level right now, or does he need more seasoning?
Kirk Kenny is with us. Aztec football, big ball game tomorrow. Aztecs ranked 22nd in the nation, deservedly so with that 6-0 ledger so far, but a big test tomorrow at Colorado Springs. Kirk, as an Aztec fan, the thing that would concern me coming off the San Jose State game wouldn't necessarily be the passing attack, because I don't expect much out of the passing attack. But what seemed to really grind to a halt the other night was the running game. I mean, they never really got it going against San Jose State. That's why it was a 6-6 game after four quarters. They couldn't run the way they normally do. Was there some guys out, or what did Brady Hoke have to say about why that was?
I think one, sometimes you got to tip your cap to the opposition, and I think San Jose State up front just played very well. But that's definitely something to keep an eye on. To this point, before that game, the offensive line had been one of the biggest strengths of the Aztecs team. And so, was that a one-game anomaly, or is that something that's going to be a concern now? That's something we'll have to see tomorrow.
Kurt, you mentioned this defense being number one against the run. Why have they had so much success stopping the run this season?
Well, they're very veteran up front is one thing. Another thing is sometimes you have to look a little deeper on the stats. The Aztecs for most of their games have had a lead in their game. And, obviously if teams are behind, they're going to have to pass more. So I think that's one reason that the running totals are less against San Diego State. But also they've just done a very good job. They're very strong up front, and they have a really good linebacker crew. And I think between the two, that's done a lot to stop teams running the ball.
I got to ask you about the star of the Aztecs, Kirk, and that's crazy as it may seem, but Matt Araiza. Come on, this guy punting is amazing, an 86-yard punt last week, and it wasn't a 50-yarder that bounced 30 yards. I mean, he absolutely bombed that football. Now he gets to kick at altitude this weekend. I don't know if that could be a factor, but he's leading the nation in punting. He's got over something like 25, 50-yard punts already this season. And his field goal kicking was important last week, made a 53-yarder. Is this guy headed for, like, All-American? I mean, I got to believe that he's at least a candidate for it at the punting position.
Yeah. In fact, this week, about three or four different publications or bodies made him one of their midseason All-Americans on that team. And, I mean, if you're leading the nation, I don't see how you're not an All-American.
Right.
And that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow with the altitude there at 6,035 feet in Colorado Springs. And we talked to Araiza a little bit about that. He said he thought comparing a ball that's perfectly kicked at sea level to one at altitude, you get maybe 5 to 10 yards more on it. And you're going to get a quarter of a second to half a second of hang time. And that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
But, like the 86-yarder, a lot of things have to fall into place. For one thing, you have to be pinned basically inside your 10 to get a shot or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you have to get some bounce, and then you have to have your coverage team helping you out, and the guy fielding it has to, maybe make a mistake by not trying to get the ball, and it rolls around back there. But that's going to be a lot of fun to watch to see if he can get another 180-some yards.
Kirk Kenny joins us here via the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. And Kirk, let's go talk about the conference, because there was some talk that the AAC had reached out to try to bring on the Aztecs in terms of football. The school said no. Are they content? Are they happy right now being in the Mountain West Conference when they see around them that the landscape seems to be changing very quickly?
I think they're very happy being in the Mountain West until the exact moment that they get a better offer.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
A decade ago they tried getting out, and, you know, the conference is solid for now, but obviously there's higher and better, right? People always looking for a better house, better car, better whatever. And I think they're fortunate now. In the group of five, the Mountain West looks pretty good, especially with what's happened to the AAC.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think in the next couple, 3 years, it'll be interesting to see if more of the landscape changes and that opportunity finally comes to move somewhere else.
Kirk, let's look at the rest of the Aztec schedule here, starting with Air Force, and I know they can't afford to look ahead, but we certainly can. And I see Fresno State. I see a game at Hawaii, which is always crazy and tough. Mm-hmm. And I see home games with Nevada and Boise State, who are at the top, you know, of the conference, at least on paper. So five of the last six games, to me, are very challenging. Right. I'm assuming you've kind of parsed it out a little bit, or somebody somewhere has. What if the Aztecs are able to, you know, play some great football and go 6-0 again and finish at 12-0? How far, where could they wind up in the rankings? What could happen to their season if they're able to actually run the table? And that's a tall order, but let's just have some fun for a minute.
I think if you're able to do that, you definitely get up to probably the top 15, maybe even a little bit higher, because obviously other teams above you are going to be getting beaten here and there when they go head-to-head with other ranked teams.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be crazy, because all those games, I think, are games that they could win or could lose. UNLV is the other ones in there. I think that's the only one that you'd say, you know, they're going to win that one for sure. But, right. You know, never say never. And then it, you know, it's interesting to see the L.A. Bowl, the new Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl is the one that the Mountain West champion, I think, is ticketed for. So that would be probably, if they won the conference, the one to go to. With Cincinnati ranked so high, it's going to take the group of five spot at a New Year's Day Bowl. So, or the playoff even. So then it's a matter of kind of, a lot of times they have certain bowl alignments with the Mountain West, but then ESPN gets involved and then sometimes they'll kind of mix and match. There's been a couple times the Aztecs have been sent out to a bowl that wasn't really even a tie-in with the Mountain West, and it's just looking for a matchup or what TV wants.
Well, let's just see if they can go 12-0 and then, you
certainly
know, take our chances.
Yeah,
that would certainly be a lot of fun. I'm not sold on this team going 6-0 again, but hey, they've made it this far, and tomorrow will be a really big test, and I hope they show up big tomorrow and get number 7, and hopefully that can give them the confidence to sail through. Kirk, I'm still trying to locate the movie Ace in the Hole, starring Kirk Douglas, because you want me to
watch it. I'll help you out there, and I'll make sure that you find it.
All right.
Your life will be changed once you watch it.
Yes, he's been telling me to watch this for months now as a great media member. I did see this in Wikipedia, though, Kirk. The film was preserved in the United States National Film Registry as being, quote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. So it sounds like you've told me all
of
that already.
The first time I ever saw that was before we had DVDs and you know, even VHS. I saw it like, you know, 2 a.m, right? And I fell asleep before it ended. And back then you couldn't just pop it up or something.
Right.
So it took me like 10 years to finally see the ending.
Well, I have to see it. And I've been looking for it.
Let me know how
cable.
It is after you see it.
Yeah,
please.
I know. It's a 1951 film, Tony. I can't
Tony,
see
you
rushing.
I don't know if I can sit down for a 1951 film at this point.
I mean, just because it's old doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah, some old movies are amazing, Tony. We got to open up your horizons.
Let me know. If it's amazing, I'll take the time.
We got to open up your horizons.
A lot of the older movies are better than the newer ones, I'm telling you.
There
Turner
you go.
Turner Classic Movies is one of my favorite channels on TV.
That Turner Classic Movies, classic. As endorsed by our own Kirk Kenny. All right, Kirk, thanks for...
I used to tell my wife when something was in black and white, that's the learning hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Kennedy.
I'm pretty sure when Tony Gwynn Jr. sees something in black and white, he immediately clicks forward on the remote. All right, Kirk, have a great weekend. Thanks for the Aztec update. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, great talk. Yeah, you bet. You too, buddy. Always great talking with Kirk Kenny. That's going to be a fun game tomorrow. It kicks off at 4 o'clock, and the Aztecs, I believe, are giving up 60 yards rushing per game, which is best in the nation. Air Force is running for about 300 yards per game, which is also best in the nation. So, yes, as Kirk said, something's got to give. But, Tony, I'm pretty sure the Aztecs will give up more than 60 tomorrow. Because Air Force is going to run the ball 30, 40 times. Yeah. I mean, there's no way you can stuff them on every single play, but you got to keep that 300 and get it down to like a 180 or 190, and then that gives you a shot to win the game.
You got
to
be disciplined. This is the ultimate offense of testing one team's discipline from the beginning to the end, and they'll do it all day long, a thousand versions of the same play.
Yep.
And if the one or two times you may not be discipline are the one or two times they take one to the house on.
Yep.
So,
yeah, we've seen it for years, man. We have seen it for years. It's going to be a good game tomorrow. Hopefully the Aztecs will come up. And I hope Lucas Johnson plays well enough, you know, so that they're in the lead and in the game. But I'm kind of excited, you know, at some point to really see Will Haskell, this freshman, and see what he can do. And he's been given some rave reviews. And, you know, it's time that the Aztecs get themselves a quarterback that can fling the ball down the field. Because even in this run with Rocky Long, the last pure passer, you know, honestly, that I can think of that the Aztecs had was Ryan Lindley.
Yeah.
And that's about a decade ago now.
And so, listen, I think that always kind of coincides with a program taking off is having one of those quarterbacks. I mean, the Aztecs have had one of the best running games for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That only can get you so far.
I agree.
You need that quarterback that takes you there, and the Aztecs are hopeful that they can find that at some point, because I think that's the difference of them really taking that next big step is getting that type of quarterback.
Agreed, Tony Gwynn Jr. Agreed for sure. All right, college football Saturday, 4 o'clock tomorrow for that Aztec Air Force game. If you're looking for it, I believe it's on CBSSports.com. Or not Sports.com, but the CBS Sports Network, which is on a different channel, no matter where, depending on what the cable system or
what package you
have.
Yeah, it's stupid. Sorry.
How's the equipment over there, Scrape? Pretty good?
It's okay. I mean, I'm fine.
I'm almost afraid to go to commercial because I don't know that it's going to work.
I think I have enough duct tape on it to make it work.
All right. We'll find out when we go to break. The phone number is 833-288-0973. That's important for you to know because when we come back, we're going to ask you to call in and play a little Chris versus the Fan. Some trivia when the Gwynn and Chris program continues on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
thoughts.